Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Shalom,
hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace,
shalom,
grace and
peace.
Hey, grace and
peace,
Paul.
In Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom, Israelites. Grace and peace, brothers. Amen.
Grace and peace.
And sisters.
About that queen, you know, how, you know, male body moment right there, you know, little body moment. That's anywho, man, we've been waiting on this all week, man.
Yeah,
I've been waiting on this one all week, brother.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's man, it's can't wait to get into this one. Everybody, welcome again to the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel, here with my beautiful real bread, Israel, also the Commonwealth of Israel. And you are listening to the Sounds of Living Waters radio Bible study show. And tonight we are here on the Sunday night edition. We have Paul Mazaluski of the Fellowship of the Spirit Bible Study Class. And today's reading form is Brother Jeremy. Grace and peace, brother. Shalom, shalom.
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace, man. And tonight, precept is Watch and Pray. Prayer and Meditation Series. This is the Prayer and Meditation Series. Part one. Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And you know this. And you know this. The only way you're going to overcome the flesh is with the spirit. And that's with the power of prayer. So without further ado, man, we're going to turn this over to our brother Paul. Brother Paul,
amen.
Shalom, brother. Shalom, Israel. Grace and peace.
Grace and peace in Jesus' name, everybody. Welcome, sisters and brothers, to the Sound of Water Sunday night with the Fellowship of the Spirit. As Brother Job said, tonight is the part one of the Prayer and Meditation series, and tonight we're going to set it up. And the title of tonight's period of instruction or precept is Watch and Pray. Watch and Pray. And we're going to get into an introduction into prayer and meditation, but we're going to deal with watch and pray tonight, and you'll see as we go further where we're headed with this, sisters and brothers. But for right now, before we get any farther along, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather. Lord God, we ask as always that you keep your ever-loving hedge about us, that you keep all your saints safe as they travel to and from Bible studies and convocations, Lord. Father, we know it's not the Sabbath, but the zeal that is in some of us, Lord, as we travel to get together and to speak on your word, we ask that you keep us safe. And Father, as always, we ask that you give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that you would have us see tonight, Lord. And we ask, as always, that you do this in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus. To all that hear my voice and agree, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
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 Hey, sisters and brothers,
amen.
Watch and pray. I spoke in depth with Brother Job last week. And I talked about what I wanted to do was I wanted to bring something on prayer and meditation because it's just not taught enough at the churches. It's just not taught enough. We're taught that we need to pray. Like tonight, we're going to show you what watch and pray means. We're going to show you that it's a commandment, and we're going to show you what it all entails. But then what we're going to start to do tonight at the end of this is we're going to set up the next couple of Sunday nights, because what we're going to get into is we're going to get into something called the morning watch or the quiet time. And this particular method of prayer that we are going to go in detail into is called two-way prayer. But lest I get too far ahead of myself, let's deal with what's in front of us right now. And the title of tonight's lesson, Watch and Pray. Watch and Pray. And we'll start this off in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians 5. Sisters and brothers, we are commanded to watch. In other words, to pay attention to what's going on around us and what we're getting into. And we're commanded to pray. And we know that there's elements of prayer that are essential elements, that we have to be walking in the Spirit to pray in the Spirit. We have to believe what we're praying for, that the Lord can and will give that to us. We have to believe in His name, pray through the name of our Messiah. We should be praying in private as best we can, not making a spectacle of ourselves. We can fast when we need to. We could pray toward the temple as a way of having our prayers heard. We know that our Messiah suffered the same temptations, so we can go boldly and humbly before this throne of grace. We know all that. We know all that. We know that the prayers of the unrighteous are not heard. But let's see what it entails when we're commanded to watch and pray. And let's pick this off, or kick this off, in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Brother Jeremy, 1 Thessalonians 5, but pick this up in verse 4 instead of verse 5. 5 and 4. Go ahead, brother.
But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief.
So now, what we're talking about here is we're talking about the Lord saying that he's going to come in the midst of the night like a thief in the night. In other words, you're not looking for him. You're not waiting for him. And he says, but those of us that are his servants, we're not in darkness, that this day should overtake us like a thief. In other words, we've been given signs, and we're supposed to be watching for these signs and praying as we endure. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 5, you're all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor the darkness.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. In other words, pay attention to what's going on around us, and we'll dig into definitions later. Go ahead, brother.
For they that sleep, sleep in the night.
Uh-huh.
And they that be drunken are drunken in the night.
Remember, the Lord usually, or almost always, gives us a physical example to show us that spiritual. He gives us that physical example. He says, don't be sleeping, because those that are drunk, they sleep in the night. Don't be sleep. Don't be drunken like them. But I want you to pay attention to what's going on around you. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an and firm helmet, the hope of salvation.
Uh-huh.
For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
So just like in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, he's telling us to take on that whole armor of God. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but he's appointed us to obtain salvation through our Lord Christ Jesus, through our Messiah. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 10, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with man,
uh-huh,
or with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do.
Whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him according to the way our Messiah lived, and comfort yourselves together with this. We're supposed to walk like he walked, and as long as we're doing that, we're on the right path. Let's continue. Let's go to Mark, the 13th chapter. Mark, the 13th chapter. Mark 13. Mark 13. And, brother, let's pick it up in verse 31. 13 and verse 31. Go ahead.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And we know that Jesus is the only God that man ever dealt with, going all the way back to the garden. Go ahead, brother.
But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father.
And he's talking about his return. He says no man knows it. Nobody knows. Only our heavenly Father knows what time Jesus is going to return. Go ahead, brother.
Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is.
And he says, take you heed and watch and pray. Sisters and brothers, this is a commandment. We are commanded to watch. Pray to look for his return. Go ahead, brother.
For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch.
So he says that Jesus is just like a man taking a far journey that left his house and he gave instructions to the people watching his house. This is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to take care of my place when I'm gone. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 35. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning.
So he's saying, watch you therefore. In other words, make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing until he returns. Go ahead, brother.
Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
And he says, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. In other words, he finds out that you're not doing what he commanded you to do when he left. He finds you sleeping. This is that spiritual example. Let's look at the physical example. Let's go to Matthew, the 26th chapter. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Matthew 26. And, brother, let's pick it up at verse 36. Matthew 26 and verse 36. This is Jesus, the night that he suffered and died and became our Passover sacrifice. 26 and 36. Go ahead, brother.
Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane.
Uh-huh.
And saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder.
So he said, I want you to sit here and I'm going to go a little further ahead and I'm going to pray. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 37. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me.
I want you to wait here. I'm exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. I'm going to pray. I'm going to go ahead, but I want you to watch with me. I want you to wait here, and I want you to watch with me. Go ahead.
And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter,
uh-huh,
what could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
Go ahead, brother.
Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak.
Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Temptation of what? Falling back asleep? It's early in the morning and his disciples are with them and they're over there and they're tired. And he's saying, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He's talking to us here, sisters and brothers. He's telling us you need to watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. Don't spiritually fall asleep. I want you to watch. I want you to be sober. Let's go. Did you finish that, brother?
Yeah.
Let's go to Luke, the 21st chapter. Luke, the 21st chapter. Luke 21. And, brother, let's pick this up at verse 33. 21 and 33. Go ahead.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Yes, sir.
And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares.
And that's just like that thief in the night. So he's warning us, don't get caught up with the things of this world. Go ahead, brother.
For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
Uh-huh.
Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. These things of the world, these things that are going around on around you, these temptations that are so easy to fall into. On a daily basis, this man has to die, and we have to pick up that cross and follow him. Sometimes every hour, sometimes every minute, sometimes every second when we're having one of those days. But we have to watch and pray, sisters and brothers. Let's go to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And, brother, let's pick this up at verse 35. 24 and verse 35. Go ahead.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Uh-huh.
But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
Just like the other gospel. Go ahead, brother.
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Uh-huh.
For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah returned into the earth,
uh-huh.
or entered into the earth.
Go ahead.
And knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
See, they weren't even prepared. They didn't even care. They were eating, drinking, they were playing, they were giving in marriage and everything else. They didn't even care about God till the flood started. Just like that in this generation, sisters and brothers. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 40. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Uh-huh.
Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Yes, sir.
Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
Now, this is not talking about a rapture. One is over there left and one is taken. This is talking about at the appointed time. One's going to make the kingdom, the one that was watching, and the one's not going to make the kingdom because they weren't watching. They weren't ready when the master returned. He's saying, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. He would have been ready. He wouldn't have let the house get broken into, but he wasn't watching. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
And he's warning us, sisters and brothers, don't take a day off. We're supposed to endure until the end. We don't have a time to rest. That old saying, we'll sleep when we're dead, it's absolute in the Bible. Because the Bible says when you're dead, it's a sleep-like state. We don't have time right now. Relax. We don't have time to rest up past the with the Lord. It's what have you done for me lately, not what did you do for me in the past. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give him meat in due season?
Uh-huh.
Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
And this is what the book says about enduring until the end. You endure until the end. You watch until that master returns, and you'll get that reward. Go ahead, brother.
But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of.
Go ahead, brother.
And shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
This is talking about us, sisters and brothers, if we're not watching. This isn't always talking about the wicked that are out there that don't care about God. This is us, sisters and brothers. What about that one time you fall short, and it happens to be that time that aircraft engine falls off right over your house, falls right through the ceiling, and you're a dead man. And the last thought that you had in your heart was hate toward one of your brothers or sisters because you weren't guarding, you weren't watching. Is that the last report you want? The Lord says we're supposed to watch and pray always, especially when we're given all this knowledge and understanding. We're going to read about that in a little bit too. But let's continue. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter. 1 Corinthians 16, and brother, let's pick this up in verse 13. 16 and verse 13. Go ahead.
Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong.
Watch, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men means act like a man already. Be strong. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 14. Let all your things be done with charity.
And let all things be done with love. Watch, pray. What are we watching and praying for? We're watching and praying. One thing, we're being sober and vigilant in the things around us, making sure that we're conducting ourselves to the best of our ability in the realm of love or charity. Love or charity. Let's go to Colossians, the 4th chapter. Colossians, the 4th chapter. Colossians 4, brother, let's pick it up at verse 2. 4 and 2, go ahead.
Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving.
Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with love, thanksgiving, praising God. Just like the disciples when they were persecuted. No, they weren't just, somebody didn't just laugh at them a little bit and make fun of them because they believed that Jesus resurrected on the Sabbath. They were beaten. They were told not to preach in his name. They were thrown in prison. And the first thing they did was praise God and thank him that they were worthy to suffer persecution for the gospel's sake. We're supposed to walk, watch, and pray. We're supposed to be watching, making sure we have that spirit of love. We're supposed to be watching and praying in the spirit of thanksgiving. Let's go to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter.
Did you want me to read verse
3? I'm sorry, you didn't finish that?
Uh-huh.
I had to get that one in there today. Go ahead, brother, read verse 3. Yes, I do want you to read verse 3. Go ahead.
Withal, praying also for us that God would open unto us the door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds.
And not only are we supposed to be praying for each other, but we're supposed to be praying for our teachers, too. We're supposed to be praying for our teachers. We're supposed to be praying for our enemies. We're supposed to be praying for our elected officials, watching and praying. We see our president or an elected official acting out of the normal. We are supposed to be praying for the Lord to give him guidance and set him on a track that's good for the people. We're not supposed to be over there tail-bearing and getting all these crazy memes or whatever they're called, memes or memes or whatever on Facebook. There's a way that the Lord tells us to conduct ourselves in love, in charity. Let's go to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. Of course, we know that our prayers aren't even heard if we don't have the right spirit, because we're supposed to be praying always in the spirit, practicing those fruits of the Spirit, those so-called Beatitudes in Matthew, the 5th chapter. Oh, the Sermon on the Mount, when he was preaching to his disciples, not the whole group of people. 1 Peter 4 and verse 7, brother, go ahead.
But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Go ahead.
And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves.
And above all things, have fervent love amongst yourselves. Go ahead.
For charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
Because love covers a multitude of sins. When you're acting straight with each other, regardless sometimes of how others are acting toward you. When you come back and you don't add railing for railing, and you answer what appears to be wickedness with love, it puts an end to the situation. And then again, maybe what you're perceiving is what the one book I used to read said, the wrongdoings of others fancied, those things we make up in our heart. We're perceiving someone doing wickedness. It's the farthest thing from their mind. Love covers all that foolishness up too. It hides a multitude of sins, sisters and brothers. And if a brother or sister has wronged us and we answer in love or charity, may be quick to see the error of their ways, and a quick amends and an end to the strife can be put immediately. Absolutely immediately. Tell us where you're at, brother.
Verse 9.
Go ahead.
Use hospitality one to another without grudging.
Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Hospitality. Not just throwing up some kind of love with the wrong spirit. This is talking about having the right spirit and the spirit of charity. Let's go to Psalm, the 55th chapter. Psalm 55. Psalm 55. Psalm 55. And brother, pick it up in verse 16. 55 and 16. Go ahead.
As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me.
Uh-huh.
Evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice.
Evening and morning, and at noon will I pray. It says, watch unto prayer. Evening, morning, noon. This is praying always. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 18. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me.
And we're praying always because the Lord is always delivering us. And we're supposed to be casting all our cares at his feet. Let's go to Daniel, the 6th chapter. Daniel, the 6th chapter. Daniel 6. Daniel 6. Daniel, the 6th chapter. Daniel knew we're supposed to be praying always. He didn't even have Ephesians. Check this out, Daniel 6 and verse 10, brother, go ahead.
Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime.
I had a brother, a good brother I co-pastored with, used to set his alarm clock when we were doing carpentry. Every day at noon we'd stop and we'd recite the Lord's Prayer. So we prayed 3 times in a day because we were both practicing morning meditation, of course, and at night and everything. But you know what this does? Where this tells me where, like, Daniel's praying 3 times a day, he's setting his watch by it. He's always got his heart on the Lord because he's praying all the time anyway. Even if he didn't have a set time at noon where he could absolutely say, oh, it's 12 o'clock, I got to pray toward the temple. He's praying all the time anyway, and he's probably always facing the temple as he can. Let's continue. Let's go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, and brother, pick it right up at verse 10. Let's look at these, the whole armor of God. Go ahead, 6 and 10, go ahead.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Uh-huh.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
So the Lord tells us to take his whole armor, put on the whole armor of God, because we don't wrestle flesh and blood. If we did, it'd be real easy. You go out, you get your gun, you kill that wicked person. You lay hands on them, you take them out back, stone them or whatever. But we don't wrestle flesh and blood. It's spiritual wickedness that we're dealing with. And it's in high places. And the Lord's going to give us all these different things that he wants us to take on that's part of the armor of God. And it's all about his word and obedience to his word. Skip down to 18 and read 18, brother.
Skip down to 18?
Yes, sir.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
The last thing, the last part of the armor is praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. In other words, walking right, being pleasing in the sight of God by your conversation, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication, which is prayers, for all saints. Pray always and watching. It's a commandment, sisters and brothers. But we know about them prayers of the wicked. But let's go look at Proverbs, the 15th chapter. Proverbs, the 15th chapter. Just in case there's somebody that doesn't have much understanding that is listening tonight or in the near future. Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, one verse, brother. Let's make it clear that the Lord doesn't hear the prayers of those that are lawless or without his commandments. What the King James definition says is wicked. Proverbs 15 and 8, brother. Go ahead.
The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight.
The sacrifice of the wicked today is prayer. It's an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright, or those that are trying to be like Christ, to walk according to the commandments of the Heavenly Father, he's open to their prayer. Proverbs, the 28th chapter. Jump ahead a few chapters. Proverbs 28, one verse, brother. Verse 9. Go ahead. 28:9.
He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination.
And if you turn your ear from the hearing of the law, in other words, you got some understanding, and you decide for whatever reason, I kind of like pork, I'm going to go back to that. All I got to do is pray over it, or whatever the case might be. Even your prayer shall be an abomination. Now let's go to Revelation, the 3rd chapter. Why are we watching, sisters and brothers? What do we got to watch for? We're servants of the Most High God. Let's start with one verse. One verse, brother, verse 3. 3 and 3. This is the Spirit talking to the churches. Go ahead, brother.
Therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent, and watch. And we already know we're supposed to be praying always. We're supposed to hold fast and repent and watch. Because if thou shalt not watch, Jesus says he's going to come as a thief in the night. And you know what happens when a thief in the night comes and you're not watching? He takes everything you got. In this case, it's your salvation. Let's go back to Psalm, this time the 26th chapter. Psalm 26. Psalm 26, brother, pick it up at verse 1, 26 and 1. Let's look at why we're supposed to watch, because it says we're supposed to repent. But how in the heck are we watching, repenting? It's simple, sisters and brothers. Psalm 26, verse 1, go ahead.
Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart.
Examine me, Lord, and prove me. Try the reins of my heart. We're going to examine ourselves. We're going to ask the Lord to examine us. Go ahead, brother.
For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth.
Yes, sir. So we're going to ask the Lord to examine us. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11, we're going to read one verse, brother. 1 Corinthians 11 and one verse. Verse 28, go ahead.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself. Constantly watching, praying. Part of the watching, making sure we're on the right path. We're walking straight. Let's go to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4. And brother, pick it up at verse 17. 4 and 17. Go ahead.
For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it be, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
The time has come the judgment must begin at the house of God. Sisters and brothers, watching and praying starts with us, making sure we're walking straight. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Uh-huh.
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God, the keeping of their souls to him, in well-doing is unto a faithful Creator.
In well-doing is unto a faithful Creator, examining ourselves, watching, praying constantly. Go right into the 5th chapter and pick it up at verse 6, brother. 5 and 6, go ahead.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
We're watching, we're praying. When we fall short, we're taking a look at it. We're repenting. We're making the corrective measures. We're doing. This is all part of the watch. This is what we're watching for. And the prayer is, what we're praying is, we're just communing God. We're putting our petitions and our supplications on the table. We're asking him for strength and courage, his strength and courage, that we might be pleasing and glorify him and be pleasing in his sight. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
And that's how we cast all our care upon him, because he does care for us. That's how we humble ourselves in his sight, watching, praying, repenting when we need to. Let's go to Psalm, the 51st chapter. Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Psalm 51. And brother, let's pick it up at verse 1. 51 and verse 1. Go ahead.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
This is coming humble before our God. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 2. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
Because I acknowledge where I'm falling short, and I'm looking for your mercy and corrective measures. And these corrective measures we ask for, we do this in our morning watch or our quiet time. Go ahead, brother.
Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest.
Sisters and brothers, why wouldn't you come humble before God? He knows everything anyway. He already knows your response to the sin that he's opened your eyes to. Why wouldn't you come humble before him? Casting all your cares on him, admitting your sins, no matter how grievous you might have felt short. He already knows them. He's looking for you to be humble before him, that broken and contrite heart. Let's go to Psalm 32. Back it up a couple of chapters. Psalm 32. And brother, we're going to pick this up at verse 5. 32 and 5. Go ahead.
I acknowledge my sin unto thee. And mine iniquity have I not hid.
Uh-huh.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sins.
Because when you confess your sins before the Lord and you come with a truly repentant heart, he will forgive you. Unless you've just thought about this sin for so long and said, I know it's wrong, I'm going to do it anyway, and it's presumptuous. But when you fall short through ignorance, and that's a fine line, sisters and brothers, and we won't get into that now, but just know, sisters and brothers, there is a fine line between falling short on purpose and falling short with trying to withstand that temptation. Go ahead and continue, brother.
For this shall every one that is godly unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee.
For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when you may be found. In the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto you. Sisters and brothers, the time to come unto the Lord is at the beginning of your tribulation, not when everything escalates. Praying always, watching and praying always with all prayer and supplications. As soon as something comes to your remembrance or to your membrance, you need to jump on that and take care of it. Let's go to James, the fifth chapter. James, the fifth chapter. James 5. James 5. James 5, and brother, pick it up at verse 13. 5 and 13, go ahead.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
What you see so far, sisters and brothers, is commandments to pray. Are you afflicted? Let him pray. Are you merry? Sing psalms. If you're sick, any among you are sick, call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The one constant you're reading about is prayer, sisters and brothers. And you have to be watching to see the situation to call for the elders. You have to be watching to see that you're sick and that you need the elders to pray over you. Because this sick isn't always something physical. This sick could be a spiritual battle, a temptation that you're fighting, a spirit that you can't cast out. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 15.
Yes, sir.
And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven.
And if he have committed sins, they will be forgiven. And here's going to sum up everything we've just read between 13 and 15. Go ahead, brother.
Confess your faults one to another.
So you want to confess your faults if you've sinned. You want to confess your faults one to another. Go ahead.
And pray one for another.
And you're going to pray one for another. Go ahead.
That ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We're not going to go into everything this is talking about. We're just dealing with prayer. Let's go to Luke, the 12th chapter. Luke, the 12th chapter. Luke 12. We're going to read one verse. Luke 12. I want you to skip down to verse 48 and read verse 48, brother. 12 and 48. Go ahead.
But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes.
So you sin and you don't have the law, you don't have any understanding, you're going to get punished for it, but you can't get punished for something you don't have any understanding for, and the Lord understands that. That's why those that keep the law, don't know the law, are a law unto themselves. And it's talking about that law of love, sisters and brothers. Go ahead and continue.
For unto whomsoever much is given, him shall much be required.
Unto whomsoever much is given, much shall be required. Sisters and brothers, with knowledge comes responsibility. With much knowledge comes much responsibility. The more understanding that you have, the more you need to watch and pray, sisters and brothers. Sometimes we look at our teachers, our elders, our pastors, and there could be a bit of envy. Oh, I wish I was as righteous as they were. Oh, if the Lord could look on me like they look on old Brother Bowie. But you know what? Old Brother Bowie and all these other elders and teachers and all our elders and teachers that all us teachers had, they're human just like us. They're willing to make this race just like us. And the more knowledge and understanding that they have, the more is required of them. Just like all us teachers that are bringing this now, bringing these precepts on sound of living waters. With the understanding that we have, the Lord requires that of us. Just like he requires it of us to bring this straight, not twisting the scriptures. Let's continue. Let's go to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter.
You want me to finish that?
You didn't finish 48?
Mm-mm.
Go ahead and finish 48.
And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask more.
Yes, sir. Now let's go. Let's go, Ashley. We're going to skip Matthew 25. Let's go to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I'm taking a little bit out of here. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I'm only taking out 13 verses. Don't worry, for all of you that love to read the book as much as I do, it's only 13 verses, but we are almost there. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. 2 Timothy 4. That was a dumb statement. Everybody listening loves to read the book as much as I do. 2 Timothy 4, one verse, brother, verse 5, 4 and 5. Go ahead.
But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Sisters and brothers, this is a commandment to all of us. We all sit across the kitchen table from somebody at one point or another. When you do, do the work of an evangelist. Just make sure you're bringing it straight. Let's go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter 5, we're going to bring one verse, verse 8. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, brother, go ahead.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Be sober, be vigilant. Two definitions from the Webster's 1828 dictionary. The definition of sober that we're looking for, not mad or insane, not wild, visionary or heated with passion, having the regular exercise of cool, dispassionate reason. Regular, calm, not under the influence of passion, as sober judgment, a man in his sober senses, serious, solemn, grave. In other words, we're sober from our emotions. We're not letting those emotions inebriate us, get us drunken. We're thinking with a clear mind. We're thinking sanely, even in the midst of calamity. And we're watching. We're constantly watching. And we're being sober. And here's the definition of vigilant: watchful, circumspect, attentive to discover and avoid danger, or to provide for safety. So we're sober, we're vigilant, we're always watching what's going on around us, sisters and brothers. Last place, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians 5. And let's pick it up at verse 14, brother. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 14. Go ahead.
Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men.
Now, don't you have to watch to be able to do all that? Absolutely, you have to watch. You got to be sober and vigilant to do that. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men.
Uh-huh.
Rejoice evermore.
Yes, sir.
Pray without ceasing.
So we're watching always. We're praying without ceasing. Go ahead.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus among you.
We're doing it with love. We're doing it with love or charity and thanksgiving. Go ahead.
Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
We're proving all things. We're holding fast to that which is good, and we're abstaining from all appearance of evil because we're watching and praying with sobriety and vigilance. Go ahead.
And the very, or verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. So all these things are things we need to do. We need to watch and pray so we're preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord. Go ahead, brother.
Brethren, pray for us.
And now Paul's saying, brethren, pray for us. Go ahead.
Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss.
Uh-huh.
I charge you by the Lord that this apostle be read unto all the holy brethren.
And he's charging them that you need to read this letter unto everybody, but you need to be praying for us, just like we're praying for you. We pray unto God that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need you to pray for us. We want you to greet all brethren with love. We want you to read this letter to everybody. Go ahead.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And then he says, let it be, or amen. Sisters and brothers watching and praying, it is a commandment from our God. So we watch, we pray always. But now that brings us to an introduction to next Sunday night. And what we're going to be dealing with is a type of prayer. And this type of prayer is called two-way prayer. And it's also known as the morning quiet time. And when I first came in to the truth, I was already practicing this method of prayer and meditation. And it was something that I started when I was involved with Alcoholics Anonymous. And it's something that I put together because there was such a lack of information on prayer and meditation. And I had my pastors and my elders look at this. Some of them requested that I make copies and put it up in the information bin. So it's been checked and proven by wise counsel. But most importantly, it's been proved to be effective by the Word of God. And it's called prayer and meditation, the morning watch, or quiet time. And I'm just going to go through the first page real quick, and this is setting up what we're going to start dealing with next week. The morning watch, as it is sometimes referred to, consists of a period of prayer followed by scripture reading. Then there is time spent meditating or reflecting on the passages just read, or on God's precepts or commandments, and then time is spent listening for instructions or guidance. This can be done at any time of the day, but the early morning hours are found to be the best. At this time, we are well rested, and our minds are not full of the cares, worries, and rigors of the day ahead. We are fresh and open-minded. There are 8 elements to an effective morning watch, and they are as follows. And this is what we're going to be breaking down in detail over the next couple of weeks. The first element, assigning a definite time first thing in the morning. The second element, getting quiet, relaxed, and expectantly patient. The third element, reading the Bible and devotionals before two-way prayer begins. The fourth element, praying to God, confession, petition, thanksgiving, and intercession. The fifth element, listening for guidance from God. The sixth element, writing down the thoughts received. The seventh element, checking the messages to be sure of true guidance from God. And the eighth element, and probably the most important, obedience to the guidance received. And these practices are a simple and effective tool for spiritual growth. These practices involve praying only for the knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. We're going to be brief in the next couple of weeks, but at the same time, we're going to lay out some of the fundamentals of what is the foundation of this form of meditation. And it is a part of a method of coming into a way of living that places us to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. And that's really what being a Christian is all about, of being of maximum service to God and the people about us, because we're supposed to be lights to draw others to Christ. And I wrote this handout, again, because of a lack of information on how to meditate. It was put together when I was young in the Word, but as I go over this today, I find that it still holds true today, these principles for two-way prayer. And then what we're going to do in the next coming weeks is we're going to get into this basic guide on the morning watch. And I'm going to make this available so that you can have it online. We'll know right where it's at. It's actually on note form right now. Fellowship of the Spirit on Facebook, but I'm going to try to get it where we could either print it out or we could have it pop right up in its entire booklet form, and there's 12 pages to this handout. This is what we're going to deal with in the next coming at least couple of weeks, at least the next 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to break this form of prayer and meditation down in its entirety. We're going to take our time. I'll answer questions. We'll read some scriptures. And at the very least, hopefully, we'll be edified. So, sisters and brothers, as always, I thank you for the opportunity to rightly divide God's word, and I really hope somebody got something from these scriptures tonight.
Amen, brothers. Praise God. I gotta say this, Israel. I gotta say, man, that you know you're right about the power of prayer and how Daniel demonstrated how to achieve that power. You know, you don't walk through fire without prayer. You don't get the interpretation of you don't get the dream of somebody else. I mean, that's just unheard of. You know, the God of Israel and revealing another person's dream to you and the interpretation without the power of prayer. And that's exactly what he did with Daniel's. And if it wasn't for the power of prayer, and it was because of prayer that he ended up in the lion's den. So to bring that up to our hearts, to pray three times a day, that will only strengthen you with faith. And that will only strengthen us, you know, when it comes to those matters, man. I doubt if that we will ever be cast into a den of lions. You know, I doubt if we'll be asked to interpret somebody else's dream. I doubt if we'd be standing over a burning furnace, you know. But I know one thing the Father is showing us. If we keep our hands clean and we continue to remember him in prayer, even in captivity, because Daniel wasn't in Jerusalem. He was in Babylon. He was in a world just like you and I are. And he was among a people just like we are today. And what separated him from the people that he was among is that he kept the laws and statutes of God. And they acknowledged that even when they tried him according to his faith. Well, the only way we can find fault in him is that, you know, is in the laws of his God. And they tried him according to his faith. So, you know, brother, I can't say enough at this point, man, that I'm waiting on the rest of it. You know, I got some literature that I have been looking at in a program that I was in looking at, and it was a man's group, and they were talking about issues that they were going through, and they had it was interesting sitting there listening to all of these guys. And all I can just say is that, man, I really thank God that I'm here to hear this, you know, and to take this down and write these things down. So I, you know, I can relate when you was talking about the dealing with I think you said the seven steps. Was it seven or five steps? Seven. I know somebody said fivefold ministry, and I'm having a brain fart with those two conversations, but yeah, and I could see that, and I could see how it would benefit somebody who's trying to really be delivered. So I can't wait to hear it, man, and I yield a mic at that. This can't be nothing but beautiful.
Amen, amen, amen. And grace and peace, son. This is Brother Isaiah. I'm going to be real brief because I got noise in the background. But yeah, Brother Paul, man, that was an amazing lesson, bro. And I can't wait, like what Job said, I can't wait until you bring that peace out, you know, because, man, that's one thing I know for certain that I need to work on is that, you know, stand, you know, definitely trying your best to stay consistency in praying, you know. Hold on, let me put my headphones on. All right, hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. But yeah, you know, but definitely trying to stay, you know, keep praying consistency, you know, because I do, you know, definitely like trying to train my daughter up and stuff like that and praying and stuff, You know, that's one thing that I try to teach her with. But then I found myself lacking in the exact same thing, you know what I'm saying, to stay instant in prayer. And, you know, and what Job just brought up, you know, that hit on the money too. You know what I'm saying? But that's our power and that's our strength. You know, but just basically, you know, just to have a better fight at this flesh is by praying. And definitely knowing that we're not fighting against flesh, but we fight against principalities, against wickedness in high places. So, you know, it was I'm glad that I got a chance to hear how you broke it down because, you know, that helped out a lot. You know, so I yield the mic and I can't wait until you bring that piece up out, bro. I get a mic.
Praise be to God, brother. Anybody else? Comments, questions? Want to get something off your chest? I don't have to talk anybody off the ledge, do I, after watching the end of that game? Okay. Well, I'm going to close with this. Sisters and brothers, it's been told us that it's a common salvation, and you can't have a personal relationship with God. And it is a common salvation. But I'm here to tell you, because I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I am in a personal relationship with my Father and His Heavenly Son. And this personal relationship is one that we can all have, and one we should all have. And the way that we hone, that we get into this relationship and we hone this relationship or we cultivate this relationship is through prayer and meditation. Absolutely through prayer and meditation. And in the next couple of weeks when we go through this two-way prayer, especially when we get to the last portion about obedience to the guidance received, you're going to see the benefit in this. But this particular method that we're going to engage in over the next couple of weeks is just a particular method of prayer and meditation. It's one that I'm familiar with, like the back of my hand. So I'm not going to bring something that I don't understand. So I'm going to bring, over the next couple of weeks, the morning watch or quiet time, sometimes known as two-way prayer. So I hope that everyone here will join us then. And that being said, I'm going to go ahead and yield the mic.
Amen, brother. Amen. My fault. I had my microphone muted, but praise God, man. And really appreciate it. We can't wait to get the rest of this, man. And I know what you're talking about. With that being said, everyone, want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. Brothers and sisters, we want to be back here Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. For another episode of Sounds of Living Water with the Philadelphia Assemblies. So, God willing, we live. That'd be a beautiful thing that we'd be able to take part in that ministry as well. So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles.
Read the book.
Read your Bibles. Amen.
Oh,
sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.